because of the Taxpayer Relief Act, the IRS has had to delay the starting date, not the due date, for some tax filers. And where are we on that?
The delay in starting to receive returns as well as us processing returns was January the 30th. We had to make some adjustments with our system, our software system, update tax forms. And I can say now that the majority of our tax forms have been updated. The only additional forms that need to be updated, which will be out the 1st of March, are general business credit. These tax forms are generally for individuals who have complex tax returns, and they generally wait to the end of the tax season anyway to file their return.
Charitable contributions must be made to a qualified charity, or in Britain, as they say, a registered charity. Now, what does that mean? Is there a list out there?
Yeah, there is. And the key word is qualified. A charity has been represented and have received a letter from us stating that they have the recognition of a exempt organization, a qualified organization. Unfortunately, what we find is that during the tax years, the latter part, when individuals are giving away products, whether it's materials, clothing, food, money, et cetera, to charitable organizations, some organizations set up shop that are not a legitimate charitable organization. In other words, they have not been recognized by the Internal Revenue Service. So we do caution taxpayers to be careful if you are giving away products for charitable organization reasons, but at the same time, make sure that that individuals or the organization has been recognized by the Internal Revenue Service as having a 501c3 status.
Well, for non-cash donations, clothing, appliances, things of that sort, what's the amount limit at which a special form needs to be included with a tax return?
That would carry over to your Schedule A. And I believe the form that you're speaking of is 8283. Once you exceed over $500, then you would notate that on the form itself, showing when you purchased it, the date that you made your contribution, the fair market value of the and the donor's cost. So all of that in mind will flow over to your Schedule A, which is the itemization form, and that will carry over to your 1040.
And how about tax credits? Lots of people will qualify for the earned income tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, what is that and who qualifies?
The earned income tax credit is a credit that's available for working families with low income. Generally, these individuals have qualifying children. We have an excellent website on our webpage where to see if you qualify. I strongly recommend for individuals who have children that made less than $50,000 to visit our website to see if you do qualify. The good part about this is that if you have three or more qualifying children, you can get up to $5,000, well, actually $5,800 back as a credit. But you have to actually file a tax return in order to get this earned income tax credit.
And there are credits for college tuition costs
mm-hmm.
that many parents might incur or students themselves.
Right. That's one of the credits that actually was reinstated this year. That credit was set to expire December 31st, 2012. That has been renewed. The American Opportunity Tax Credit, which is the education credit, as well as the lifetime learning credit. You can get up to $4,000, $2,500 for the education credit. The interesting part about that is that the form actually, in order to take the credit, just came out. So this is, you know, good timing, per se. The other point to that is, unfortunately, scam artists have used that credit to try to get kids, college students, to buy into a product that doesn't exist in their manner of speaking. They're only using it to get their Social Security number, checking the savings account information in order to file a tax fraud return in this case, a fraudulent tax return, I'm sorry.
Are there deductions or credits we enjoyed last year, and I say last year, I mean 2011,
mm-hmm.
that have disappeared in 2012?
Some have, but the good news is that ones that have been reinstated are the more popular credits, teachers' credits. For example, if you are a teacher and you purchase supplies and you brought material for your classroom and you were not reimbursed, you can get an automatic $250 deduction, and that's right off the top of your return. Sales tax and local sales tax deductions, that has been reinstated as well. That's one where an individual can make the option of either taking the state tax on his or her W-2 form or using a publication that we have set up where you can take a formula and using the sales tax, or you can use the sales tax that you generated off a big ticket item such as a car, a boat, something of that nature.
Personal exemption for 2012?
That has increased to $3,800.
Well, that's good news.
Yes, sir.
And for those who don't itemize, What is the standard deduction?
Well, the standard deduction for a single person is $5,950, or head of household is $8,700. Married filing jointly is $11,900. So if you have itemizations, which consist of mortgage, interest, charitable contributions, sales, estate tax deductions that exceed any of those figures, then it may be more advantageous for you to take the itemization versus the standard deduction. That's just an option. Most taxpayers who ask me, say, which one should I take, the standard deduction or the itemization? I say, figure out both ways and see what works best for you.
Who doesn't have to file?
Well, that's a good question, and that's been debated for some time around the IRS. And the most important thing that we tell taxpayers is that you should file anyway if you had any income, and especially for those college students or part-time students who may have a part-time job or had some type of federal income tax withheld, whether it's a senior citizen or a pension, or whether it's an individual who had estimated taxes. If you had any type of federal income tax at all, please file a return. And the reason why I say this is because last year here in Georgia, there was $30 million that was sent back to the Treasury for individuals who failed to file a tax return because they didn't meet the filing criteria in order to file a return. That's your money, and that we encourage you to file a return in order to receive. You have 3 years, of course, to file a return. So 2008, unfortunately, the money that was left on the table went back to the Treasury. We're coming up on 2009. I anticipate that number to be anywhere between $25 to $30 million again here in the state of Georgia. So once again, taxpayers, if you had any type of withholdings, look at your information and go ahead and file a return. The good part about filing that return is that it's free if you come through us, because we can prepare the return, or better yet, we can ask the questions to see if you are due a refund. And then, of course, if you are due a refund, you go ahead and file that return and get your refund back.
What about folks who just get paid in cash all the time?
Right.
Don't receive a paycheck. How is that handled?
Well, that's the biggest pitfall that most self-employed or individuals who start out in their employment who get paid in cash, the biggest pitfall is that there's no taxes withheld, so they have to withhold their own taxes. In this case, they have to make estimated taxes. So by now, coming up on April 15th, you should be making your first estimated tax payment if you started work between January and April 15th. I would encourage individuals to, once again, make the estimated tax payments, visit our website to learn more about estimated taxes, but at the same time, think about all the expenses that you incur as well, because generally individuals who get paid in cash incur some type of expense, and generally these individuals are self-employed as well.
And just to be clear, when the IRS communicates with you, they do not email you. They won't call you on the phone. They use the U.S. mail.
In most cases, yes, sir. Nor do we text you. That's the newest thing I heard now. I got a text myself saying, hey, you can get a new credit. You know, just contact us back at this number. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, when you get a text, you automatically assume that it's somebody that you know. So you tend to fall for that one quicker than you would a telephone call or an email.
But only the U.S. mail?
In most cases, United States mail.
With the sequestration deadline coming up on March 1st, and if the cuts do go into effect, massive cuts affecting many departments, government departments, will the IRS see cutbacks? Are you planning on cutbacks like in call centers when people call in, you know, staffing cuts when folks need information as we're in the tax season now? Will that impact you guys?
That's a difficult question to answer. I don't have the answer to that, of course. We have to wait and see how things turn about. I think for the most part, however, is that in regards to how it would affect taxpayers, that will be our main concern, making sure that we continually operate efficiently to assist the taxpayers as much as possible.
Mark Green is a spokesman with the Internal Revenue Service covering the states of Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi. Mr. Yes. Green, thanks.
Well, thank you, sir. And if I can add one quick thing in there, choose e-file. It's fast, it's safe, it's accurate. And the most important thing is that you can get your refund back quicker than you would filing a paper return. And more individuals now can file for free. So save yourself some money, file from the comfort of your home, choose free file.